With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The government shutdown now more than 3 weeks old, no end in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Democrats are being swayed by a bunch of radicals.
They want, the Democrats that is, far left progressive activists, be less mad at them. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. So I just think in the end, it's a simple choice for them, and they can get the government back open, or they can choose to keep letting the far left call the shots.
In the meantime, the Agriculture Department is going to reopen more than 2,000 county offices all around the United States despite the shutdown. The move is being done to help ranchers and farmers to get access to $3 billion of aid from existing programs. Each farm service agency office will have two workers on the job who will be paid even though the government remains technically shut down. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announcing new sanctions against Russia's two biggest oil companies and is blasting Moscow's refusal to end its, quote, senseless war in Ukraine. The sanctions against the two oil companies and dozens of other subsidiaries falls months of bipartisan pressure on the president. And U.S. strikes another boat.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing on his social media that the strike took place Tuesday night in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The other seven strikes were all in the Caribbean, marking an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Hegseth posting a video of what looks like a speedboat with three outboard motors carrying several black-clad packages speeding through the water. Then the strike occurs. There's no sound, but you see an explosion. Smoke and flames, debris, and the video ends.
And this is SRN News. Well, America's young women are in a spiritual crisis, so to speak.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools suing over the Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policy supporting transgenderism. Well, the Trump administration says the policies that allow boys to play on girls' sports teams and use facilities set aside for girls violates Title IX. This is SRN News. Amazon keeping up with innovation.
Amazon has robots, artificial intelligence, and now eyewear to enhance delivery from same day, in some cases, within an hour. Amazon has introduced advanced eyeglasses for delivery workers for the first time publicly. The glasses have a small screen that gives turn-by-turn directions, scans package codes, and takes photos for proof of delivery.
A proposal to sell a city-owned golf course built on top of a burial ground for enslaved people, sparking a huge outcry in Tallahassee, Florida. History long buried under the manicured lawns of the Capital City Country Club, reviving painful memories of the community's segregated past, fueling some residents' calls for public reckoning. Meanwhile, across the country, hundreds of unmarked and forgotten cemeteries are also at risk of being lost. More details at srnnews.com.